Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the sixth episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. This is a special edition featuring my favorite quotes from the past month. While all the quotes I've previously featured are interesting, the following doesn't are ones that especially speak to me at the moment. Be sure to leave a comment if I missed one of your favorites from the past month. These quotes come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. January 1st. There is no use in talking as if forgiveness were easy. For we find that the work of forgiveness has to be done over and over again. From Reflections on the Psalms, Chapter 3, UK paperback published January 2, 1961. January 4th. I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun is risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. From Is Theology Poetry? An Essay in The Weight of Glory, also published in Screwtape Proposes a Toast, an essay book that was published on January 4th, 1965. January 6th. We must not be Pharisaical, even to the Pharisees. From Reflections on the Psalms, Chapter 7. January 9th. May God's grace give you the necessary humility. Try not to think, much less speak, of their sins. One's own are a much more profitable theme. From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated January 9th, 1961. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. January 13th. Recently, although the outward condition of my life has not changed for the better, it has pleased God to pour into my soul great tranquility. I may even say gaiety. From A Letter to Don Giovanni Calabria, dated January 13th, 1948. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. January 15th. The essence of request, as distinct from compulsion, is that it may or may not be granted. And if an infinitely wise being listens to the prayer request of finite and foolish creatures, of course he will sometimes grant and sometimes refuse them. From the essay, The Efficacy of Prayer, an essay in The World's Last Night, also published in The Atlantic Monthly, January 1959. January 17th. I agree with you very strongly about the necessity of trying as hard as we can to obey the apostolic rejoice always, Philippians 4:4, and I think we sin by needless neglect of this as often as by anything else. From A Letter to Dom Bedee Griffiths, dated January 17th, 1940. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. January 20th. It is when we notice the dirt that God is most present to us. It is the very sign of His presence. From A Letter to Mary Neelan, dated January 20th, 1942. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. January 25th. An accusation always implies a standard. You call a man cruel or idle because you have in mind a standard of kindness or diligence. And while you're making the accusation, you have to accept the standard as a valid one. If you begin to doubt the standard, you automatically doubt the cogency of your accusation. If nothing is certainly right, then of course it follows that nothing is certainly wrong. From the essay, De Futilitate, an essay published in Christian Reflections, which was first released January 23rd, 1967. January 27th. Joy is the serious business of heaven. From Letters to Malcolm, Chapter 17, book published on January 27, 1964. January 29th. For it is not so much our time and so much our attention that God demands. It is not even all our time and all our attention. It is ourselves. From A Slip of the Tongue, an essay in The Weight of Glory. Also, his last sermon, which was preached on January 29, 1956. January 31st. Nobody who gets enough food and clothing in the world where most are hungry and cold has any business to talk about misery. From A Letter to Arthur Greaves, dated January 31st, 1917. Also available in Volume 1 of the Collected Letters. Thank you for listening to this special edition of Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes, featuring my favorites from the month of January. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotes shared this time, and that you leave a comment to let me know what you think of them. Plus, be sure to leave a comment if I missed one of your favorites from this past month. And that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes, and that you'll share this show with others.